Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Happy 29th day of November. Hope it's a great day for you. We are in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, and the whole chapter in the HCSB, this is what it says. A person should consider us in this way as servants of Christ and managers of God's mysteries. In this regard, it is expected of managers that each one of them be found faithful. It is of little importance to me that I should be evaluated by you or by any human court. In fact, I don't even evaluate myself, for I am not conscious of anything against myself, but I am not justified by this. The one who evaluates me is the Lord. Therefore, don't judge anything prematurely before the Lord comes, who will both bring light to what is hidden in darkness and reveal the intentions of the hearts, and then praise will come to each one from God. Now, brothers, I have applied these things to myself and Apollos for your benefit, so that you may learn from us the saying, nothing beyond what is written. The purpose is that none of you be inflated with pride in favor of one person over another. For who makes you so superior? What do you have that you didn't receive? In fact, you did receive it. Why do you boast as if you hadn't received it? You are already full. You are already rich. You have begun to reign as kings without us, and I wish you did reign so that we could also reign with you. For I think God has displayed us, the apostles, in the last place like men condemned to die. We have become a spectacle to the world and to angels and to men. We are fools for Christ, but you are wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are distinguished, but we are dishonored. Up to the present hour, we are both hungry and thirsty. We are poorly clothed, roughly treated, homeless. We labor, working with our own hands. When we are reviled, we bless. When we are persecuted, we endure it. When we are slandered, we respond graciously. Even now, we are like the world's garbage, like the dirt everyone scrapes off their sandals. I'm not writing this to shame you, but to warn you as my dear children, for you can have 10,000 instructors in Christ, but you can't have many fathers. For I became your father in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Therefore, I urge you to imitate me. This is why I have sent Timothy to you. He is my dearly loved and faithful son in the Lord. He will remind you about my ways in Christ Jesus, just as I teach everywhere in every church. Now some are inflated with pride as though I were not coming to you, but I will come to you soon, if the Lord wills. And you will know not the talk, but the power of those who are inflated with pride. For the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. What do you want? Should I come to you with a rod or in love with a spirit of gentleness? Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, thank you for this amazing passage and for Paul's heart, his pastoral heart toward others. And I pray, Lord, that you would help us to have that same kind of pastoral heart toward those who are broken or confused. I am grateful for you, Jesus. I'm so grateful for you. And if all I said in this prayer today was, I'm grateful for you, then it would be a worthy prayer. Lord, I love some of these phraseologies of Paul, and I just pray them over all of us today. When we are hungry and thirsty and poorly clothed and roughly treated, when we are homeless and when we are laboring, working with our own hands, help us to have strength. Help us to look to you. Instead of blaming you, help us just to endure and persevere because of your spirit within us. Lord, when we are reviled, help us to bless. Help us to bless and pray for our enemies and those who harm us. When we are persecuted, Lord, and that will happen, the scripture says, those who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. So it is normative for the Christian life to be persecuted. But Lord, help us to endure it and endure it with joy. Lord, when we are slandered, and this is a hard one, help us to respond graciously with kindness, with humility, and not trying to justify ourselves. You are the holder of our reputation, and we entrust our reputation to you. So when we are slandered, give us grace in our speech to respond well. Lord, when we feel like the world's garbage, like the dirt that everyone scrapes off their sandals, help us to look to you, to gain our confidence from you, to gain our sustenance from you. We look to you and you satisfy us with good things. We look to you and you give us the strength we need to persevere. Lord, thank you that Paul is a father and he says to imitate him. Lord, help us to live the kind of lives that we could say things like that, to be spiritual mothers and fathers to those in our lives, that we would have the confidence and the power of the Holy Spirit within us to say, I am your mother, I am your father, imitate my faith, walk in the way I walk. Boy, that is bold, and I don't know if I'm there yet, but I'm really grateful for the example of Paul for that. Lord, thank you for another day of life. Thank you for the breath in my lungs. Thank you that I can stand and walk. And I pray for those who are weak and sick today. I pray you would bring healing, supernatural healing. And I pray for the person who wonders why they're even on this earth and they're contemplating taking their lives. Lord, may today be a day they can experience your salvation and your rescue and your delight and your love, that would stay their hand and they would understand that they are uniquely created for this world and they can reach people only they can reach. So help them to know they are needed in this world. Thank you, Jesus, for all of those listening today. I pray a blessing over them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. As I mentioned yesterday, there's a free ebook for Pray Every Day listeners. You can go to marriedmuth.com/prevail. And it's just a little 30-day devotional about spiritual warfare. So pick that up today, and I hope you have a great day.